Today, Kevin Shortsleeve has some thoughts about someone we've all met once upon a time.
Everyone knows about Jack, for he is the most popular boy in children's literature. From Jack Be Nimble to Jack and Jill, from Little Jack Horner to Jack Sprat, there's Jack the Giant Killer, and Jack and the Beanstalk, and in modern popular music, the variations continue from Happy Jack to Jumpin' Jack Flash. Jack, it seems, is ubiquitous to the rhymes and legends of youth. He is ageless, clever, and popping up like a jack-in-the-box any direction you turn. The truth is that Little Jack is one of the oldest heroes of English children's literature, and Jack tales, as scholars refer to Jack's various exploits with giants, go back a long way indeed. The earliest printed versions of Jack and the Giants dates from 1708, and variations on the giant theme have Jack battling every oversized ogre in Kingdom Come, from Gog Magog to Blunderbore to the two-headed Thunderdell. Giants, it seems, were quite the problem in the old days. As early as the Renaissance, apparently, children knew how a giant talks. In Shakespeare's King Lear, the child Roland playfully exclaimed, "Fee, fo, fum, I smell the blood of a British man." But for the most ancient ancestors of the Jack tales, one may even seek as far back as the Old Testament, where David battles Goliath, and where Jacob's ladder reaches up into the clouds, not unlike Jack's beanstalk. And in Norse mythology, there is the world tree, Yggdrasil, which supports the universe and whose roots lead to the land of giants. In some ways, Jack is an early version of a superhero. He is endowed with wit, bravado, and ingenuity. And in one tale from the early 1800s, Jack possesses shoes of swiftness, a cloak of invisibility, and defeats none other than that arch-villain, Lucifer, himself. As a commoner who becomes a hero, Jack was warmly assimilated into American legends. Tales from the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina tell of a small lad named Jack who kills giants, speaks in a southern dialect, and eats American mash instead of English hasty pudding. This Jack says things like, "Shucks, my bean tree's done growed plumb out of sight." The Oxford Companion to Children's Literature points out that Jack tales incorporate modern fairy tale elements of social rise through magical enrichment. And therein lies the appeal, the little guy, the underdog, who through wit and ingenuity can bravely face any adversity that comes his way, can get rich in the process, and live happily ever after. So that's the tale that tells the story that without fail tells of the glory that fooled the giant that soon was kilt by that boy defiant, that legend that Jack built.